Welcome back, dear friends, to Get Life Training with Cristian Pedraro here at the Fourier Church campus at the Black Sea Coast on Relate Forever, online to all over the world. And how was it when you were delivered from a situation? You were saved. And who was the messenger that helped you get out? So today we would look at an overview of the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah means Jehovah is salvation. So we will see all these prophecies about Jesus Christ, the anointed Yeshua, Jehovah saves, as an outline. So we see the message for Judah and Jerusalem. It's a message of calling to come closer to God, to repent, to change. And that's the call that the prophets did, and Jesus and the apostles, and even nowadays we need this message of call to repent, call to come back, to transform. And so we see the message of destruction for other nations, but also we see that the people of God were not willing to repent, and so they were punished. And we also see the Assyria and Babylon invading Judah. And also we see the rescue from Babylon and rebuilding. So it's very important to have the whole story clear in order to be able to look at the whole book in context. Yeshayahu, we know, means Jehovah is salvation. We see the key chapters about the Word of God, about the coming of the Church of Christ and the Kingdom of Heaven and the sent preacher, and key chapters about the Anointed One and the fasting. And so as we see Judah being threatened by destruction by the Assyrians in Egypt, but once at least spared because of God's mercy. And God is calling someone. So he called Isaiah and he called different prophets to speak to the people. And so when the leaders led the nation to repentance, to this change, to this transformation, they had peace and prosperity. But when they would not repent, they would be invaded and destroyed. So let's hear this call of repentance. Like even when we look in the book of Revelation, the message to the churches was, well done with these things, but repent of these things. So it's an ongoing process, ongoing transformation. That's a discipleship process. And praise God for having the chance to replace what's not working with what's working. And for people like us who understand these things, and we say, here I am, send me. And we go out and call the people to this change, to salvation. So God is constantly sending a leader to call the people to repentance from sin in order to save the people from death and destruction and give them life and even eternal life. So now we have Yeshua, the Anointed One, who we follow as an example, as disciples. So we need to think what we need to change today. That's the introduction that I wanted to make to the book of Isaiah, because we will see these three things as we go through the overview, through explaining some of the key verses from the 66 chapters. It's number one, we see God, he wants us to be saved. Number two, we see some people of God that are called and they go to preach. And then we see the rest of the people of God and the other nations that either they repent and they are saved, or they are not and they are destroyed. So praise God for Isaiah. And it is written, chapter 2. In the last days, the mountain of the house of Jehovah will be established as a chief of the mountains and will be raised above the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. And many people will come and say, come, let's go up to the mountain of Jehovah, to the house of God of Jacob, so that he may teach us about his ways, and that we may walk in his path. For the law will go out from Zion, and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem. So it's key to understand Jerusalem means the city of peace. Jehovah means the one who was, is, and will be. And we will see that we are coming to this mountain. In Daniel chapter 2, we have this dream and interpretation of this succession of kingdoms from Babylon, Persian, Greek, Roman, and then the kingdom of heaven coming. And we see Acts 2 being fulfilled. But Isaiah 2 is also prophesying about this more in the context of the people, the nations coming, the good gift of eternal life being preached to all the nations. And we see this in the book of Acts. We see in chapter 2, coming from all the nations, all these people coming to praise God, and He empowered them with the Holy Spirit to go out to all the nations and give this good news that we can live eternally. Praise God for this. So you can keep in mind this. Isaiah 2, Daniel 2, Joel 2, who's talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit, and Acts 2. And then we see the book of Acts continuing in the letters of Paul in more details, and like Colossians 2, Ephesians 2, these are chapters about the Church of Christ. So let's move forward to chapter 3, Isaiah 3. Jehovah God of hosts is about to remove from Jerusalem and from Judah every kind of security, the entire supply of bread and water. I will make youth, so I added here non-mature elders, their leaders, and the unstable will govern them. So we praise God for the security. He's providing food and He's providing guidance to leaders. So the people will oppress instead of love one another. Like we have this commandment, love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. My shall all know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. And actually, we can take a moment and just praise God, looking at the sky, at the sea, at the land, and think about His creation, and that He so much loved the world that He gave. So love is giving. He gave everything we have in order to seek and find Him. So that's why it's good to, when we read, to take moments and just praise God and pray and sing the scriptures and thank you, Heavenly Father, for your love. Thank you for the provision, the bread and the water and the air and the light and the knowledge and the connections and your scriptures, Father. Thank you for all these things, and thank you for the leadership, all the wise people in your kingdom, and especially the mature elders that testify with their lives. We see grown-up children who are faithful. We see one wife. We see good reputation, the fruit of the Spirit. So we praise you for the leadership, Father. And we continue in the book of Isaiah. Please help each and every one of us that we're reading now to contemplate and take practical decisions for our location, for our congregation. Amen. So let's continue. The text is saying the people will oppress one another. Man against man, neighbor against neighbor. The youth will act arrogantly towards the elder instead of being humble, and the worthless towards the honorable. So we see honorable, like Timothy, it's like honor to God. You know, these young people who are clean, pure, they are bold and preach the word, and we need to honor these people or the elders who have this life. But nowadays, we see in this polluted generation, just like all the other generations which are contaminated, which are perverse, we see this worthlessness just mocking what's worthy. And so just identifying that and be prepared for that, we are more strong. So praise God, He delivered this threat, this consequence, unless they repent. So in chapter 6, we see the calling. Isaiah said, I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me. And this is our hearts as disciples, right? Jesus said, go. And we go as His disciples. So here we are. all the members of the body of Christ, we are here, send us. Why? In order to preach, in order to explain to the people what they need to do in order to live now and eternally, in order to be forgiven, healed, and also delivered for eternity from sin and death to eternal life. So, chapter 7, therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. And what's the sign? The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. It's so amazing that we see this already fulfilled. One of these amazing promises, prophecies. And so Mary was just engaged with Joseph, and the Holy Spirit gave them a son, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus Christ, the anointed Yeshua. So we'll move forward, chapter 11. A shoot will grow from the stump of Jesse, and the branch from his root will bear fruit. So, from the tribe of David. So, we will see the Spirit of Jehovah will rest on him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and strength, a spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Jehovah. This reverence, this respect of God. And we have this Holy Spirit that we received when we were baptized in His name. So, after we're clean from sin, we receive this Spirit, and this Spirit, we know the fruit of the Spirit. But also, we have wisdom from the past, power in the present, love for the future, and reverence for God. We know there's consequences. So His delight will be in the fear of Jehovah, delight in respect. This just be filled our minds, our hearts, our mouths with these words. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes. He will not execute justice by what he hears with his ears. So sometimes what we see is different. God looks at the heart. What's inside? What's the motivation? Why? What's the why behind what we see? So he will judge the poor righteously, you know, and that's exactly describing, and execute justice for the oppressed of the land. He will strike the land with discipline from his mouth, and he will kill the wicked with a command from his lips. The words have power, and when we preach, God is working. So righteousness and faithfulness will be built around his waist. And you know, Paul, the humble apostles, he read these things. He knew. So when he wrote to the disciples in Ephesus, Ephesians disciples, he was writing about this armor. So we have this armor. You have righteousness. You have faithfulness as a disciple of Jesus. Chapter 13. For Jehovah God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, you will be delivered by returning and resting. Your strength will lie in quiet confidence, yet you are not willing. How sad. Let's be willing. Let's be ready, because these are great promises. Just having that peace, that confidence, that strength from God, the Almighty. Chapter 40. This is one of the famous chapters, besides 53. If we have to make a top, maybe 53 is number one, 40 is number two. So, do you not know? Have you not heard? Jehovah is the everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth. He never grows faint or weary. He's not limit to his understanding. He gives strength to the weary and strengthens the powerless. Do you have times when you feel weary? Even Jesus said, come to me and take my yoke. It's easy. It's not like the burden of the world, you know, just to make money and the rat race. Just following Jesus and leaving the world behind which will pass away anyway, it's easier, it's empowering. And even youth may faint and grow weary, and young men stumble and fall. Yet those who trust in Yehovah will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen. We put our strength and our faith and our confidence in God. Please, Father, help us each and every day, and especially those who feel now weary. Help them, Father, decide now. Breathe, move a little bit, just make the blood flowing and put their confidence in you, and they will see their strength being renewed. Help them, Father. Help each and every one of us. Amen. Chapter 41. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Come on. I will help you. Come on. I will hold on you with my righteous right hand. The victorious right hand. The almighty right hand. Isn't it good to stay in the Word of God and just praise Him and just connect? And that's what we do here at Euphoria Church every day, just like in the book of Acts. So when you join us for at least a week, but how about 3 years? We go through the whole Bible a few times together. We work out, we plant trees, food, and we see the fishers here working, drawing the nets, and on and on and on. But as you come to the weekly group, we can share some more. So let's do justice to chapter 53 and take some time to read it and feel it. It's like a foretold gospel. It's like the fifth gospel, or it's like, well, the gospel is just one. The good news is just one. But it's like he told this hundreds of years before. So Isaiah 53. Who has believed what we have heard? And who has the arm of Yehovah been revealed to? He grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or splendor that we should look at him, no appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of suffering who knew what sickness was. He was like one of us. He was despised and we didn't value him. Yet he himself bore our sickness. He carried our pains. We in turn regarded him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted, maybe like Job. But he was pierced because of our transgressions, crushed because of our iniquities, punished for our peace. And we are healed by his wounds. We all went astray like sheep. We all have turned to our own way. And Yehovah has punished him for the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, and like a sheep silent before her shears, he did not open his mouth. Such an example of humbleness and of confidence, knowing what he needed to do, and he did it obediently. He was taken away because of oppression and judgment. And who considered his fate? For he was cut off from the land of the living. He was struck before of my people's rebellion. So they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich man at his death. Although he had done no violence and had not spoken deceitfully. God loves mercy and not mandatory stuff, not violence. Yet Yehovah was pleased to crush him and he made him sick when you make him a restitution offering. He will see his seed. He will prolong his days, and the will of Jehovah will succeed by his hand. Amen. Later we will sing the hymn of Yeshua, or the hymn of the Anointed One, and we'll sing specifically from this chapter. So let's continue. Chapter 56. So it's like, I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. House of prayer. So when we get together, we pray. Obviously, we take times when we pray alone, but when we're in the congregation, we pray one for another. It's a commandment. Confess and pray one for another. Just like exhort or encourage one another, or like love one another. And this is love, just giving attention and time and using our mouth and our hearts and our bodies for one another. So when you think about the church, when you think about the assembly, when you think about the congregation, is a house of prayer. So their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar. And you know, Hebrews 13 is talking about the sacrifice and the offerings of our lips, his praises, just thanking him for what we already have. And this is how we multiply. This is how we increase. We give attention what we want to see continue as parents in our children. You see something good, you appreciate that. You give them as much as attention as possible. And whenever you see something that you don't want to continue, you don't give attention, you pray about it and you may put limits. So we see, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all the nations, for all the people. So we pray for all the nations. And now the famous chapter 58, and this is the fasting chapter. It's kind of the definition how God sees fasting. And we know fasting has great benefits spiritually and physically. So isn't the fast I choose? To break the chains of wickedness, to untie the ropes of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, and to tear off every yoke. So it's like freedom, deliverance, salvation. This is the purpose of the fast, to be delivered. But it's like, share your bread with the hungry. Bring the poor homeless into your house. Clothe the naked when you see them. And do not ignore them. So then your light will appear like the dawn, and your recovery will come quickly. Would you like to be healed of anything and recover financially, physically, emotionally, intellectually? Fasting is a great start of seeking God and replacing food with prayer, and replacing the bad with the good in our thinking, in our words, in our deeds. And recovery will come. Light. Jehovah's glory will your rear guard. I mean, guarded by Jehovah, protected. He's our security in that moment. And at that time, you call out and Jehovah will answer. Jehovah! Yes, here I am. Amen. Come on. So, if you get rid of the yoke among you, the finger pointed and the malicious speaking, and if you offer yourself to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted one, then your light will shine in the darkness, and your night will be like noonday. Noonday, right now, in the night. Light in the darkness, come on. Jehovah will always lead you, satisfy you, and strengthen your bones. Do you have weak bones? We know calcium is great. You can eat green stuff. But spiritually, God is strengthening you and satisfy you and guide you. You'll be like a water garden and like a spring. Those waters never run dry. Come on. So let's do this. We need this. And so here at Euphoria, every month we take a special day. We pick a day differently, different days, and we aim specifically for that day to fast like this and replace and engage a lot of elders and a lot of brothers and sisters internationally into this fast. And we saw Jehovah working, delivering, opening doors, connecting, providing. Yes, it's true, it's working. Come on, praise God. So, Isaiah 59. Indeed, the hand of Jehovah is not too short to save, and his ear is not too deaf to hear. Yet your iniquities have built barriers like a wall between you and your God, and your sins have made him hide his face from you so that he does not listen. How sad to pray to God. You can be here, he can hear you, but he is not listening, he's not answering. Why? Because of the sins. And he's talking about sins of his people, not the people in the world. I mean, definitely that's a huge wall. But when we fast and when we repent, we change, we transform. And so we have our answered prayers. Chapter 60, violence will never again be heard of in your land. Devastation and destruction will be gone from your borders. Come on, peace. But your name, your walls, salvation, and your gates, praise. So how about making a poster? Okay, let's just do a poster, write down a poster like with a marker, and just maybe took a picture and send this to us, and place it on your wall. Right, when you wake up, you will see salvation. And on your door, on your gate, if you have a property, where praise God, salvation. The sun will no longer be your light, but Jehovah will be your light. Jehovah will be your light. Jehovah will be your light. So that's the whole point here. Your sun, praise God for the sun. It's warm, it's nice, come to Euphoria, but Constanța here, the Black Sea Coast, Romania, it's great to have the sun, but Jehovah will be your light, Jehovah will be your light. So, and Jehovah is our light. So, we will conclude, because chapter 61, the Spirit of Jehovah God is on me, because Jehovah has anointed me with to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and freedom to the prisoners. Come on, to proclaim the year of Jehovah's favor, and the day of our God's vengeance, to comfort all that mourn. Sounds like Beatitudes. Sounds like Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And he quoted from this. And the last chapter 66, for this is what Jehovah says, I will make peace flow to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flood. Peace. You'll nurse and be carried on her hip and bounced on her lap. For just as new heavens and new earth, which I will make, will endure before me, Jehovah's declaration, so will your offspring and your name endure. Amen. So, sounds a bit like Revelation, right? He's renewing everything. Praise God for Isaiah. Let's, as we read or listen to the audiobook, see Jesus in Isaiah, see us as being sent to preach, and see the people of God prepare to repent and be saved. Amen. All right, so Hymn of the Anointed Yeshua, as I promised, the stanza from Isaiah 53. Let's just praise God for these fulfilled promises. Despised and rejected, acquainted with grief, carried our sorrows, wounded for our transgressions. Anointed to bring good news, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty, to comfort all that mourn. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting like the Father, Prince of Peace. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting like the Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. So, Heavenly Father, I just wanted to come in prayer to thank you so much for this book of Isaiah that helps us see your promises being fulfilled. Help us see your people being faithful and preaching like Isaiah, but also seeing the consequences of sin being destruction. But Father, your promises are alive. And please bless each and every one that receives this message, Father, to be delivered from whatever they have. And if they decide to fast and even fast together with us, provide, Father, healing, provide provision, provide salvation, provide peace, provide whatever you know is necessary, because you are the Almighty and we praise you as the Everlasting Father. Thank you for the Prince of Peace, for Jesus. Thank you for the anointed Yeshua that we can follow him as disciples nowadays. And we look forward to see your glory in every location of this world with the congregation, a house of prayer, until the end of the world. Amen.